Welcome to Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. Where you don't know who's watching who, or who's controlling you.
Truman's Matrix. Tonight, unexplained outages? What are we talking about here? Well, I remember in September when we had a blackout of online services. We even did an article called Time Out for a Blackout. And we have been fighting through numerous outages since then, all over the country, from online apps to internet connections and electricity, due to several reasons. But the recent 911 outages are especially concerning. Don't you think? Is the Biden administration intentionally sabotaging the country or doing so unknowingly due to incompetence? Or is it our enemies abroad attacking us in an attempt to bring down our infrastructure?
I think on this one, you were talking about our timeout for the blackout.
Yes.
And Tara Bowl posted this, and of course several people posted this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Daily Mail actually did an article, and then it got shared by all the different news outlets, including Newsbreak, the app, and all of those. But anyway, the emergency services is a likely target for cyber attacks, warns the DHS, just hours before the outage.
Just hours.
And it was specifically saying that 911 outages could cause chaos. And then what happened? 911 outage causes chaos. In South Dakota, Nevada, Texas, services are down in several states. And you noticed even, we added one to the list, which actually originally was South Dakota, Nebraska, Texas, Florida, Nevada. And you noticed
Minnesota?
Yeah, something up in the Mideast there. Mideast.
Right.
And then the other one was Alaska, wasn't it? Hawaii.
Yeah.
You noticed Hawaii.
Well, 911 services are run by AT&T, one person said.
Uh-oh.
Under the FirstNet contract. You know what FirstNet is for?
Oh, no. No, I don't.
That's the dispatch.
FirstNet is the dispatch line? Oh, that's the dispatch channel?
That's
and
the
AT&T
dispatch.
And AT&T runs FirstNet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, AT&T was the company that was attacked on Christmas Day.
Right.
The day after the election. I mean, the weeks after the election.
Right.
When they needed to destroy the data.
Any cyber attacks or 911 outages are AT&T's responsibility, this person was saying. Now, true in effect, but it's also a national infrastructure problem because these are national things that need to be taken care of.
Yeah, these are definitely national infrastructure problems, but they seem so targeted and timely.
Yes.
And that's the, I think, what has captured our attention.
Yes.
In this scenario. You think about it, we've been doing this program for over 4 years, and we've been thinking like this for probably 20 years. And what we could do is choose any topic in the entire planet, universe, solar system, whatever you want to call it, anything. In fact, talking about solar system, last week we did the eclipse.
Right.
But we could talk about anything, right?
True.
And we're choosing to talk about these outages, which some are just sloughing off. Like, oh, that was just, well, they're not sure. A line was cut. Yeah, it was a line. Yeah, how convenient that one line cuts services to seven states simultaneously that aren't even connected. Nah, it doesn't make sense here. Something is definitely awry.
Yes.
If I was Shakespeare, I'd be given a line right now. Good thing I'm not, though.
So on April 17th, Wednesday, the 911 emergency services affected multiple states, including South Dakota, Nebraska, Texas, Nevada, Florida, Kentucky, Iowa, Wisconsin, we forgot all those, and Minnesota. The Department of Homeland Security warned of potential cyber attacks on emergency services, and the outage occurred hours after the warning. Just coincidence or something more?
Yeah, a lot of people were asking the same thing even before we were. We try to give it the benefit of the doubt. We don't necessarily have to be the first ones to recognize a conspiracy. And remember, conspiracy isn't something that a conspiracy theorist thinks up. A conspiracy is where two people or more get together to plan something, what do you call it? Mischievous or
Right, whatnot.
Whatever word you want to put in there.
Yeah. Let's watch this little report from Victory News.
Four states reported 911 outages last night, with the emergency call service later restored in some areas, but certainly caused some concerns, as reported by the New York Post, CNN, and others. Authorities in South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada all announced outages. At 7:30 p.m. local time, Las Vegas, an ex-post went out from the police department stating, quote, urgent, there is a 911 outage impacting your ability to contact us right now. Dial 911 on a mobile device, and we will be able to see your number and we'll call you back right away. 911 calls from landlines are not working at the moment. There is no estimate for restoration, end quote. Similar messages went out from the other three states.
So she was talking about the fact that there are actually side numbers, cell phone numbers, other ways to get a hold of 911 when these outages are going on. And you actually put together a list for the Scottsbluff Panhandle area.
Oh, absolutely. And more. It's numbers all over the place.
It's growing.
We are committed to creating articles and directories that are progressive, that grow, like our church directory, our streaming services directory, our 911 backup numbers directory, our tornado shelters directory.
Right.
These are snow emergency directory.
Right.
We have a lot of different directories and articles put together for that. So, yes, thank you for bringing attention to that.
We got to have backups. But they did not list Hawaii. And I found this post. They also had a 911 outage. It can't be explained by a cut fiber wire if it's clear over in Hawaii. Come on, people.
Well, remember the one a month ago was the wire was cut in the ocean out there by Fiji or something.
It just makes no sense at all, right?
Yeah. And I hate to report those things when I get that information, but that's what the report says, and I think this is just so ridiculous. Right. So that's why we have this, our weekly show. That's why we have our podcast, so we can tell people the actual truth. There wasn't just a line cut. In fact, April 18th, Sacramento International Airport experienced major flight delays on Thursday after an AT&T cable was deliberately slashed, cutting off internet service to at least two major airlines, the airport said. The outage, which temporarily halted check-in services, primarily for Southwest Airlines and Delta Airlines, occurred just before 1:20 a.m., disrupting flights for several hours. Scott Johnston, an airport spokesman, said by phone all this information. He's the one who reported that. Mm-hmm. At the Southwest terminal, hundreds of people waited in long lines to check in before internet service was restored to normal operations Thursday afternoon, Mr. Johnston said. And a service team, he added, had determined that the cable about 2.5 miles from the airport had been cut intentionally. This will be critical to find out who did it and why. Mm. Oh, come on. I think it was probably like Sarnaev. Like the dude.
Oh, it, Russia.
Yeah.
Russia.
It was Russia.
It was China.
No, it might have been one. Who knows? It could have been one of those, but they know. They already know.
Right.
If they already know who it was. No, seriously, get back to that. AT&T. Keep that in mind, folks. Also, I want to reflect back to that near miss. Did you hear about the airline near miss?
Uh-uh.
It was absolutely almost a deadly crash where two major airlines. One was Southwest, and I think the other one was United, but I can't remember for sure. But one of them was Southwest, and it almost got intercepted on two runways. Two runways almost came together, and while they were taking off, they were going to smash each other on the ground. Ugh. And they were both yelled, stop, 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 and they both stopped in time. So the FCC is going to definitely be investigating that one. But it's just interesting that it was Southwest Airlines. And it was just yesterday.
Yes.
Day before yesterday is the 18th. Yep. So that's possible that was it.
Yep. It's possible that might have been why.
You got another Gateway Pundit tweet here?
Yeah. Gateway Pundit wrote an article that says, FBI warning, Chinese hackers preparing to launch massive attack on U.S. infrastructure. They've already infiltrated several critical companies.
Okay, let's check the date here. Saturday, Friday, Oh, wait. Weren't they a day late on that one? Didn't it happen on the 17th? What's our date here?
Yes, the original.
The hack happened on the 17th. I mean, excuse me, hack. Yeah, all right.
The 911 outage services was Thursday.
Wednesday. The 17th?
The 17th. And then the AT&T hack was the 18th. There was an AT&T hack.
Oh, there was a new one.
Yeah.
What services went down?
AT&T internet again.
Just internet, not 911 service? Oh, yes, no. Because they service FirstNet. Mm. So 911 went down again yesterday?
I don't know who went down where, but there are people whining that their AT&T phones were crap, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. AT&T is a company you need to get away from. Remember our Christmas Day article and others. They are involved. They are involved in felonious cover-ups.
Right. So somebody posted this.
Oh, you know what?
You know on what? That thread.
Guess what?
Hold on.
Did I just say that? I just said that a company was involved with felonious cover-ups.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna sue me.
I'm gonna give them
an idea and sue me.
I don't know.
Good guys, sue me. All right. So on 2/29, that's February 29th. Dun Chuan, he tweeted this. Blackwater founder Eric Prince. There's a 70% chance that the AT&T outage was caused by a CCP cyber attack. I predict that was a warning, a trial run before they do more aggressive things on Taiwan in April or May.
Let's listen.
Recent event that just happened, AT&T, a couple days ago. I don't know if it happened to you.
Yeah, I think that was a Chinese cyber attack.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I would predict that was a warning, a trial run before they go do more aggressive things on Taiwan in April or May.
So is that a way of saying?
I would expect provocation by their maritime militia or some of the islands. So because there's Taiwan Island, Formosa,
mm-hmm.
and there's smaller ones like Quemoy and Matsu, which are right up against the Chinese mainland. I can see some incidents there where they seize those or stage an incident or an accident and they end up putting hundreds of Chinese maritime militia, which are just PLA troops called maritime militia,
mm-hmm.
And they'll see what the West does. Is Biden going to roll an aircraft carrier if that happens? And so they will test and see if there's consequences. They now do hundreds of Chinese Air Force aircraft that overfly Taiwanese airspace all the time without consequence. They shoot missiles over Taiwan, over Japanese territory even, without consequence. If you allow them, China is an ancient society, and they will salami slice. They will keep pushing, right? You know how you can cut it really thin,
mm-hmm.
and they might take three little slices, but they've moved the ball in their direction to where they want to be. And Trump was the first president that came along that said, hey, they're like a neighbor that moves the yard fence into your yard 6 inches a year. And Trump was the first one that said, hey, get the hell back on your side of the line. I can tell you, I spent enough time in China during the Trump administration. They were spooked by him. They were the trade policies and the controls on certain technologies not going to China really spooked them.
What's your level of speculation on this being China? If you were to say, you know, over under, I'd say 70% is China, 50% is China. What would you say on the AT&T incident?
70%.
Yeah, how interesting to hear from Eric Prince from BlackRock.
Say that.
BlackRock is the big evil corporate investor into all these weird things going on?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and yet he's praising.
He's praising Trump. And noticing the truth, which is the fact that China is afraid of being clamped down on because he's the first, Trump was the first president to do that.
Right. Well, and the fact that he's working in BlackRock or whatever, he's not the company for sure, but
okay,
he's got his foot in it.
True.
Right?
True. Was it say he was a CEO or anything or just part of it? Who is he?
It says founder.
Oh, crap.
He was the founder.
Yeah, so he is the company. Okay.
He is the company. All right. Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong.
You never know about these clowns, you know?
Right.
Listen to WEF Klaus Schwab. He's going to tell us, it will come our way. Are you ready for this Black Swan event? Check this out.
Certainly, what we call the Black Swans see unpleasant surprises which will come in our way.
Not sure to laugh at his message, his presentation, the music, whatever. That you cannot, let's see, Tom had a song this last week called God Mode.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in God Mode, and you can't be affected by these clowns if you're not afraid.
Right.
Do not be afraid. Do not fear, and do and watch for these events. Watch for this fakeness.
Right.
So,
yeah.
The FBI says Chinese hackers are preparing to attack the U.S. infrastructure. Well, so did Blackwater, and so did ABC, and so,
yeah.
I think everybody knew this. April 19th, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, how convenient.
I know. I thought you'd be surprised to see that.
Nice catch there, Mama. Nashville, Tennessee, FBI director. Is that where he's from?
I don't know.
Holy crap.
Or if he was just there announcing it.
I remember the day that Ray took the office and the Senate hearings that they had, actually, when they were vetting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that he had really canned answers. And now that I've watched him again over and over and over, the guy is an absolute loser, fake, fraud, buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a fraud. Anyway, Christopher Wray has announced that Chinese government-linked hackers have infiltrated U.S. critical infrastructure. Whose fault is that? His! Theirs!
Right?
It's the damn federal government's fault if somebody has hacked us. So you don't admit it and, like, put on your cheese-eating grin and...
and say, oh, it's your fault.
Use it to
your
advantage.
It isn't mine at all.
Yeah, China is developing the capability to cause significant damage to our critical infrastructure at a time of their choosing, waiting for the opportune moment to deal a devastating blow.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. We don't need to be told by Clown Show Ray, most failed FBI director in a long time, besides his predecessor, who was the biggest failure. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon has successfully accessed numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors, with 23 pipeline operators being targeted. So this has already happened, and we already knew this, and we probably could find a list of all these different companies
that have been hacked in the last year.
And it, unfortunately, we've run out of time for this particular segment on all these outages.
Yes.
But the outages just keep coming and coming and coming. Never before, and even our local listeners, you think about our Panhandle, Nebraska listeners who actually live in Gearing, Nebraska. They're just sick and tired of all the outages.
I know, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating.
And other companies too. And I'm not talking about the unfortunate high winds that came through, which is another thing we're going to talk about here in about 2 minutes, about how these high winds are unprecedented, new names of storms, new areas of storms, unprecedented, no explanation of how these storms form out of nowhere. And also, well, let's just save that for the next segment, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Truman's Matrix. It's the weirdness, but we can't necessarily say that these outages are hackers. So that's the matrix we're in here.
Mm-hmm.
Truman Show, the Matrix. Truman Show, they're watching us. They're listening.
Yeah, they are.
If they hear this and see this, we're banned from the censored platforms.
Well, just the name itself
is suppressed. Yeah, it gets suppressed for sure. Truman's Matrix. And now we're in the matrix where, is this really happening? Did we actually get hacked by our largest foreign enemy pretending to be a trade partner?
Right.
You know, is this the Black Swan event? Is this the false flag? Is this the end of the world as we know it? Let's find out on the next episode of the Truman's Matrix. And that's going to do it for this edition of Truman's Matrix.
a podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world, a production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. You can find Digging Deeper with Brian Hale on your favorite podcast network, or visit all of our podcasts under one roof at diggingdeeper.us. And one more thing.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.